Now, Kansas has definitely been experiencing some extremely hot temperatures. Some areas in north central Kansas did receive some moisture, but hopefully we will continue to receive more. However, with the limited moisture, some crops around north central Kansas are experiencing some difficult growing conditions. Unfortunately, some producers are choosing to chop their corn for silage. Stay tuned and I will share with you some management guidelines to remember with getting good quality silage with drought-stricken crops. Hello, this is Sandra Wick, Crop Production Agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. Corn has a remarkable ability to recover from drought stress, so delay a salvage harvest as long as possible. However, as browning of the crop continues, the forage quality will decline as the plants are using stored carbohydrates in the leaves and stalk to sustain themselves. If half the leaves are dead or dying, it would be a good candidate for evaluating for silage harvest. So the question is, should you leave the corn, cut it for silage or hay, or leave it for residue? The value of the residue for moisture retention, soil quality, and future crop productivity will vary depending on the situation and can be hard to quantify, but it is considerable. As for the silage or hay versus grain decision, if the yield potential is less than 25 bushels per acre, it's probably best to cut it for silage or hay. If the yield potential is 50 bushels or more, it's probably best to harvest it for grain. Now, if the yield potential is between 25 and 50 bushels per acre, the decision will depend on the price of corn, the quality of the silage, and on a producer's ability to use or sell the silage. So, the moisture content of the drought-stressed corn is critical. To cut corn for silage, you need about 65 to 75% moisture in the plant. If plants are suffering from drought, they may have lost some of their bottom leaves, and the top leaves may have browned off or turned white. In that case, the plants probably do not have 65% moisture, depending how much moisture is in the stalk. Where that's the case, your only option is probably to chop and graze or hay the crop like a summer annual forage. High nitrate forages topped for silage and properly ensiled are a safer option for livestock feeding. During the ensile process, potentially 50% of the nitrates in the forage will be metabolized by the microbes and can significantly reduce the risk of poisoning. When chopping or cutting for hay, stalks should be cut at least 6 to 8 inches off the ground to avoid nitrate toxicity that may result when feeding the forage made from any drought-stressed corn. Under drought conditions, the plant does not grow normally and high levels of nitrate can accumulate, especially in the lower portions of the stalk. Drought-stunted corn will likely be higher in protein and some minerals than normal silage, but lower in energy. The fiber levels are often higher in silage with less grain content, but often the digestibility of that fiber is higher. Current research suggests that for corn that has been stressed with limited grain yield potential, producers can expect about 1 ton of silage per acre for every 5 bushels of grain yield. For corn that is not stressed, producers can usually get about 1 ton of silage for each 6 to 7 bushels of grain yield. If little or no grain is expected, a very rough pre-harvest estimate of yield can be made by assuming that 1 ton of silage can be obtained for each foot of plant height, not including the tassel. Lastly, when feeding drought-stressed corn silage, be sure to get a forage test so that you can have rations adjusted accordingly. Drought-stunted, low-grain corn silage also tends to be less dense. As a result, truck and silo capacities are often lower. If you have additional questions on silage management, give me a call or stop by any of our Post Rock Extension District offices in Beloit, Lincoln, Mankato, Osborne, or Smith Center. This is Sandra Wick, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District Crop Production Agent. Have a great day.